This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned. We have a great show planned for you today. Okay, during the first hour, we have Rob Regish on for our weekly installment of the Blueprint Power Hour. We're going to be answering more listener questions. Every time we do one of these shows, we get more and more questions. So that will be during the first hour. During the second hour, I will be interviewing a fellow named Patrick Campbell. I had the pleasure of meeting Patrick at the NPC Northern Kentucky show. Patrick is a superhuman by all standards of the word that we speak of here. And today we will be doing a show with him called In Superhuman Years, 55 is the New 25, and you'll find out why when we interview Patrick Campbell. But let's get started first with a friend of the show, a supporter of the show, and we support his goal to spread the word about optimal, effective training to build muscle and strength, Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, Carl. How about you? Thanks for having me back.
Fantastic. Now, I should also say that Rob Regish claims that he can put 1 inch of real muscle on my upper arms in one training session. And I am actually going to be taking off tomorrow from doing a show. I'll be re-airing an older episode of Superhuman Radio, which we need to do from time to time anyway, to bring some of the newcomers up to speed. Because I always get emails, Rob, from people saying, hey, you should do a show about this. And it's like we did that 2 years ago. So I try to re-air some of these more pertinent older shows so that the newcomers come up to speed with what all of us who've been listening to the show for years know already. And I will be taking that time to go to the gym and apply the methods that Rob Regish, who on the passing of Joe Weider, will gain the name of the Master Blaster, I say.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, man, did I just open up a can of worms for you, Rob?
But yeah, you heard right. I am usually quite leery of those kind of claims. But it's possible, and I know firsthand because I did it back in the day and refined it with some Eastern European block stuff that was taken from here and there, and I know there are some other unique twists I've already put on it, so I'm excited. It does work. You can put up to an inch of solid, lean tissue.
And that doesn't go away 5 days after the workout, right?
No, you will be able to validate that.
Okay.
We want you to validate that.
Here's what we're doing, just so you know. We have a new segment of Superhuman Radio that will be opening up within the week called Superhuman University, where we will be putting on seminars where you can learn real good stuff. I don't mean, there's seminars everywhere today, and most of them are just, you go and you listen to a bunch of people talk. We do that for free here. These seminars will have answers to questions. And one of the questions that I keep asking is, why don't my upper arms grow? My God, I handle heavy weight. What am I doing wrong? Well, Rob said, I can make your upper arms grow. I said, let's see. So tomorrow I'm taking off. If this works, we will be doing a seminar for those of you who insist that you want to add up to an inch to your upper arms in one training session.
Put it to the test, brother. I'm looking forward to it. It's really some cool stuff.
I'll post my pictures. Elisa's going with me. She's going to stay there. We're going to post pictures as I go through this routine from start to finish of whether or not my arms really blow up by an inch.
Yeah, this is the beauty of our sport. You know, you don't like something about yourself, you can work hard enough to change it. And right. This is a big part of that.
Okay, so with enough of that. If it works, look for a seminar very, very quickly for the rest of you. Anyway, okay. So today we are going to be answering tons of questions. It's amazing. I don't think we're going to be answering all of them, but we're going to do our best because they just keep coming in. Shall I get started with Nate Hamels? I hope I pronounced his last name right. Question to get the thing, get the ball rolling here?
Yeah, that'd be great. Go ahead.
He said, my son just started weight training with me. That's a wonderful thing, by the way. He is 13, overweight, and very little muscle. What type of training is best for him? Lower weight and higher reps, 10 to 12, or higher weight and lower reps, 5 to 8? It makes me very proud that he now has, it says Seymour, so I got crunched out. It makes him proud, obviously, that he wants to train with them. And this is really important because the teenagers are at the greatest risk of health issues right now. They have plenty of programs for young children and adults, but the teens get lost in the middle. So what do you say to this guy?
Well, first things first, Nate. You know, that is a fantastic, something you can do with your son. Clearly you've inspired him, I'm guessing, through your efforts. I have a son of my own, so, you know, nice job on being a positive role model. But to answer your question specifically, rep ranges, first and foremost, I would encourage him to pick up a copy of Brooks Cubic Bodyweight Dinosaur Training. There is no finer method. I am falling in love with this bodyweight training.
And explain something here. Brooks doesn't just have you doing push-ups. Brooks finds ways to make these movements very difficult.
No, we're not talking about jumping jacks here. These are hardcore calisthenics, you know, one-arm push-ups, chin-ups. Clearly nobody starts doing those things. But the way Brooks has laid out a very logical and well-planned progression for bodyweight exercises, which are incredibly important, you know, not just for young kids, but also old guys like me. The boost in athleticism, and he'll probably be participating in sports, that'd be my guess, is tremendous, and it lays such a solid foundation for when they eventually do get into the weights. I would counsel that, let's be smart and logical about this. Start in a higher rep range.
Okay, so that was my question. Let's say Nate doesn't want to stifle his son's enthusiasm by relegating him to bodyweight training, and the kid thinks to himself, oh, Dad, I want to lift weights with you. So assuming that Nate is going to be there spotting him, making sure that his form is impeccable and he's not taking any unnecessary risks, high reps sounds like the way to go, huh?
Yeah, you know, something along the lines of 12, 10, 8, 6. You know, I wouldn't go any lower than 6, but just get in there, get your feet wet on the fundamentals, on the big basic movements, get his central nervous system learning, and, it's all good from there. Nate, you're going to grow with him. You're going to learn things, not only about him, but about you. And I'm looking forward to doing the same with my son. That's how I'm going to train him, body weight plus those weights.
Okay, let's go to the next question. Marcus Duncan says, hey, Rob, I opt for buying hormone-free whey protein, but is it truly undenatured and from hormone-free cows, or is this just a marketing tool? If it is legit, is there anything different between whey from RBGH cows and whey that's not from cows given GH?
Well, Marcus, to answer your question short and sweet, it is not a marketing ploy. There is a huge difference between a heat-treated, denatured whey, and the market is littered with them, and a genuine, cold-processed, or low-temperature dried whey. And here's the difference. Any protein, but in particular a whey, is pasteurized or heated, it denatures the protein. The best way to think of this is seeing a piece of steak on the grill, which browns. That is the cross-linking of amino acids, and it makes absorption and utilization very difficult for the body. A correctly processed cold-filtered whey will retain a lot of the biological fractions, the glutathione-building cysteine. All the merits of whey protein that are pitched to the public exist in a cold-processed whey. Now, they are usually from organic, grass-fed cows. And, yeah, there's a huge difference between those cows and the ones that got penned up, shot up with hormones. You're not going to, you know, in my opinion, there is no substantial amount of GH that's really going to hurt most people in the general population. But, you know, it's worth every penny springing for the cold processed stuff. And just a quick example, because I know we got a lot of questions, head on over to Walmart to see a, 2-pounder for $14. singing the merits of whey. It's complete junk.
Yeah.
I emailed the company and asked a few revealing questions, like how do you, you know, pasteurize your whey protein? Answer, they cook it to 170 degrees Fahrenheit.
Sometimes 220. Sometimes they take it up to 220. The high ultra pasteurized stuff.
Yeah. Well, funny thing though, they don't tell you that on the label. So
do you know the name of that stuff? I think I know what it is.
It's their in-house brand. Their name escapes me. It's in 2.0.
Is the first word in the name body?
Yes.
And the second word in the name fortress?
Yes, they purport that you build some sort of body fortress.
Yeah, they sell that at Sam's Club too, and it cakes up. It doesn't taste good. I don't know anything about the company, but I do know that I don't like their whey protein.
Yeah. All right, do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
If you buy that, dump it down the toilet and save the label. That's the only good part.
The body fortress. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up. We're doing our weekly Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no calorie, no carb food, and Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes who strength-dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to to Superhuman Radio. We've got a superhuman on during the second hour, Patrick Campbell. And he's got a great story to tell, too. Okay, Gordon Woodward says, best description on how to do shrugs properly. Also, proper rep weight scheme. Thanks. Also, could you find us a good shrug video on YouTube?
Yeah, that's a great question, Gordon. I actually provided two examples. There are two types of shrugs that I favor, and they're a little unorthodox. The first is done with a trap bar, and that for that, that's about as solid an investment as you can make in this game. It is far and away safer and more productive, in my opinion. This, due to the fact that your center of gravity is directly in the middle of the bar. And most trap bars have the advantage of being able to be held with a pronated or palms facing in grip, which is a natural evolutionary grip for the human body. It's anatomically correct. You will hit your traps harder and be able to do more work, or more work per unit of time, and handle more weight, which equals more overload, which equals more muscle growth. Speaking of which, I also flipped him a video of Andy Bolton doing some partial, let's say partial rack pulls. He actually, you know, the amount of weight that he uses is absolutely staggering. I think it's 1,100 pounds in the video. What I really prefer here is what I refer to as a top range rack pull, and it's very simple. You set a bar up in the power rack. The top maybe inch or two of the movement, you load that sucker up with as much weight as it'll handle. That bar should be bending, folks. You should be scaring people. And forget this rolling the shoulders.
Yes, thank you.
I am not a
That's
fan.
Only if you want to destroy your shoulder joints.
Yeah, it's a great way to really put unneeded pressure on your tendon.
You create laxity in the shoulder. This has been proven. It's the worst thing you can do. You see guys with 100-pound dumbbells rolling their shoulders from front to back, and then it's just silly. It's stupid.
It's awful. You're going to build with this movement, top range rack pull. Just picking that up an inch or two,
yes,
and simply holding it, folks. You are going to work everything from the back of your neck down to your Achilles tendon, and the message that is sent from the brain through the spinal cord via the central nervous system to probably the biggest, you know, mass of muscle tissue that you will recruit simultaneously. That growth stimulus is profound, and trust me, when your traps will be meeting your ears in the near future.
You know what? My traps grew the most when I focused on deadlifts, and I'll tell you something else that you just pointed out that is ideal. You want your traps to grow, get a heavy weight like Rob is talking about, set the pins high, grab the weight, don't even shrug it, let your shoulders relax. Let the weight rip your traps apart. Let the weight pull your traps apart. That stretching motion has been proven in numerous studies to elicit greater growth than standing there and shrugging it up and down and shrugging it up and down. Let it stretch.
And by all means, you know, your grip will be your limiting factor. Get a good, solid pair of wrist straps or hooks. I don't particularly care for hooks. I like the Harbinger wrist straps. Your grip is you know, going to give far, you know, think about it. You're working your back and really the entire body. It's far stronger than your grip. You're training for muscle growth. Invest in a good set of wraps.
Okay. This one comes from Joey Gleason. Rob, you mentioned before that mRNA translation is the rate-limiting step in building muscle, which you address with Synthogen. Just curious if satellite cell migration for increased nuclear domain is also a limiting step, and if so, anything we can do for that? Thanks, as always, for answering my question. I have a statement to say, too. Go ahead.
That's a great question, and it brings up an area of muscle growth that, frankly, the supplement market has not addressed. It is, nucleotides and satellite cell growth. To be totally honest, and if people are, they should be being honest with you, that's still, our understanding of that is still a work in progress. There are very few people, with the exception of probably Dr. Scott Connolly, that will be able to articulate it in a fashion where the average person can understand it. Now, having said that, total nucleotide pools are extremely important to keep topped off because As ATP demands increase during the workout, there is a decrease, corresponding decrease seen in total nucleotide pools. There's a draw on those, and it will affect your ability to contract muscle maximally. One of the things that Synthogen does is there is an ingredient in Synthogen that is the first, very first ingredient in the formation of pyrimidine nucleotides, which are extremely important to facilitate maximum force contraction of the muscle and the associated blueprints, factories, and bricks that your body needs to grow new muscle tissue. So it stands to reason that, yes, the more nucleotides that you have, messenger RNA, ribosomal RNA, transfer RNA, factories and workers in the form of essential amino acids, which I'll get to in a minute, the more muscle you stand to grow. So satellite cell activation, that's a whole nother topic. I could do a whole show on
well,
that.
Well, and I want to tell you something, just because we just talked about it. But nothing, there are only a handful of things in the world that stimulate hyperplasia. And this is satellite cells becoming new myofibrils and growing into muscle fibers, okay? And creatine, supplementing with creatine has been shown to affect it, as has high doses of growth hormone. And only one anabolic steroid in the world has been shown to increase hyperplasia, and that's trenbolone. But, you know, I mean, it's really the, in my humble opinion, the strongest anabolic steroid in the world, and not everybody can handle the side effects. But with that being said, guess what else stimulates hyperplasia? We're just talking about it, stretching under a load, the stretching portion, the eccentric portion of the exercise under a heavy load, doing heavy eccentrics. Stretching under a load, loading the bar up and letting it tear the muscle, the target muscle, apart.
And that's why in one of the things that really made the Blueprint 2.0 a breakout program was loaded stretching.
Yes.
I picked up on a study done by the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation, I think it was, or at least was funded by it, that was, you know, basically validated everything seen in the studies done on birds on hyperplasia, because it was an open question. It was still a question as to whether or not it occurs in humans. It may still be. I haven't looked at the most recent research. But bottom line is, I feel strongly it does happen in humans, and you're absolutely right. Loaded stretching and imposition, loaded stretch position movements, as I detail in 2.0, are key. Absolutely.
And you
key.
Can't do them too often. You gotta use them sparingly. But at the end of a chest workout, take 2 100-pound dumbbells, throw them up like you're going to press them. Let them come all the way down to the bottom of the movement, and then instead of pressing them back up, allow your chest muscles to relax and allow the weight to just shear, pull your chest apart. And you know what? I've done that and done it for a minute and a half and gotten up, and my whole body was quaking because of it. Holding the weight there like that and letting it just tear your chest apart is puts your body under such demand of stress.
I don't know where he is today, but a very famous Canadian trainer by the name of John Perillo was way ahead of his time. In the mid-1990s, he was predicting the rise of the then questionable 300-pound ripped bodybuilder. John Perillo accurately predicted not only the timing, but the roadmap to get there, and loaded stretching was a huge part of his program.
There you go. Hyperplasia on its way. Let's go to Rob Haas's question.
Sure.
Rob Haas says, Rob, are there any specific parts, and this is parenthetically, training, diet, or supplements, of the blueprint that should be emphasized more or less for us older lifters 50 plus?
That's a great question, Rob. The short answer to your question is yes. Specifically, the caloric zigzags involved in recomping that are seen in Blueprint 2.0. I worked for almost a year to get those to the point where individuals not only didn't lose muscle, but actually put on muscle during a recomp. And as you know, there's a rhyme and a reason to it. I won't go into all of it. But secondly, for the older lifter, it's absolutely imperative to have optimal, not super physiological, but optimal hormone levels, testosterone, growth hormone, free testosterone is the big one, and managing your testosterone to cortisol ratio. Why is that important? Well, you need only look at what happens when guys with extremely high test levels or go from, you know, moderate to low test levels to extremely high test levels, they put on muscle a lot easier. And it's your responsibility, frankly, to optimize your hormone levels as you age, because let's face it, the medical community is in denial. You know, andropause, you know, nobody's coming to the individual, the aging male, and saying, hey, you know, you may be going through andropause. Unfortunately, that's incumbent upon you to pick that up. So here, an over-the-counter test booster after having blood work done, either through your physician or there are other ways of doing it, I detail in 3.0, you know, get the hormone levels checked, see if you can benefit, and then, you know, get it done. And I've got tons of tips and suggestions.
And don't be afraid to go on testosterone. There's a lot of people out there that say, well, no, you know, get your body to start. You know what? There comes a point in time where you got to make a decision. My body's never going to produce the testosterone that it did when I was 25. I had to make that decision in 2007. Don't be afraid to say, okay, I'm going to start supplementing with testosterone. Find yourself a good physician. Just make sure it's injectable, in my opinion. I don't think Androgel works unless it's a compounded testosterone using like a good lecithin-based transdermal delivery system. I think the best way to go is just injection, because you know how much you're getting every single week, period, end of story.
Take your insurance card out of your wallet or take the $100 that you usually put towards supplements next month aside. Head on over to ZRT Labs in Beaverton, Oregon, rather. ZRT Labs is a testing facility that I use. They have a very accurate blood spot test.
Right, thank you. Not home saliva. Don't use saliva. Blood spot. Very good.
Home diagnostic that I use. It is affordable. It's accurate, and it is non-invasive. And, folks, you know, that $100 or less, frankly.
But, you know, use the whole $100. Let me tell you why. When they do blood spot, they can't do free testosterone. They can only do total. So you get your blood spot done in total, and you get your blood spot done in sex hormone binding globulin, and then go any place on the internet, and there is formula out there that is so flippin' accurate. You enter your blood, your results of total testosterone, you enter your sex hormone binding globulin results, and it gives you your free testosterone and bioavailable testosterone.
Yeah, you know, I was doing this 15 years ago to see if certain supplements work, and you know what? If you do this, it will be so, I mean, you know, so let's think about this logically. $100 in one shot tells you if product X is working or not. What's the alternative? Throwing $50 a month down the hole for the rest of, you know?
Yeah, until you finally give up on your own. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. For those of you who have not been initiated in the Blueprint Club, go to superhumanradio.com and look for the Blueprint banner ad. Also, for those of you who want to try one of the most well-thought-out supplements on the market today, that is not filled with fluff and hyperbole, check out Synthogen. Also, the banner ad is up on superhumanradio.com. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
Shady, I'm chopped liver. Well, if you want shady, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of weed mixed with some hard liquor, some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock when I get shocked at the hospital by the doctor.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
You may not recognize Muscle Gage Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite 10% amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know, we did the show yesterday on Physique 2.0, but a lot of my listeners went and purchased Physique 2.0 already and or used the old coupon code. Before the coupon code Superhuman was available, Mr. X emailed me. You know Mr. X. He works within the pharmaceutical industry. However, he is a superhuman like us. And he emailed me and said, you know, you might suggest that people who have already bought Myotropics Physique 2.0 before hearing the SHR code send an email thanking the company for supporting Superhuman Radio. That's what I did last week. Thank you, Mr. X, for pointing that out. And also, if you have already purchased your Physique 2.0, but learned about it on this show and didn't use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN to save 20% off this fantastic MRP, please email them and let them know that you learned about it here on Superhuman Radio. Okay, Rob Regish, here we go. More questions. You ready?
Shoot.
Joseph Hodgson says, Rob, with the summer coming up, can you explain if there is a way to tweak the blueprint for more of a cutting phase? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that actually goes with the prior question. The two biggest fundamentals right there, guys, are one, the caloric zigzags and finding, you know, the macros, in particular your carb threshold that you tolerate per day. And secondly, you know, perhaps adding an extra high-intensity interval training cardio fasted state session. You know, there are a lot of guys out there that will see just a huge benefit to fat loss by incorporating either one more of those sessions per week, because percentage-wise, if you think about it, you know, you can go from 75, you can boost it another 25% by adding one more session. But you know, lactic acid tolerance training, as I am, you know, refining right now for the Blueprint Meteoric, is really where it's at. If you can pull that off and time your carb intakes spikes appropriately, you are going to walk away with more muscle and a lot less fat.
Yeah, absolutely. And another shameless plug, but we did a show, was it this week or last week? I think it was this week. Maybe it was last week. I don't know. They all bleed together. But we did a show about the Age Force fat burner patch. And since doing that show, we've gotten six emails from six different people who said they've been using the patch and undoubtedly it's helped them get past some stubborn body fat that they couldn't lose, and we're going to actually have them on the show next week. Another thing you can do is add the non-stimulating Age Force fat burner patch to give yourself a little edge and burn more fat. Let's go on to the next question. Marcus Duncan had a part two of his earlier question. He says, I've read companies sell essential amino acid products to replace whey protein supplements, in theory, because whey is only 16% utilized. I never knew that. I first read this when I checked out the product HumanaPro by ALR Industries. Right there, I would discount anything that you read. Can you explain the difference between using a whey protein supplement as an essential amino acid product in place of whey? Thanks again, Rob.
Sure, that's a great question. What he's asking and what we're talking about here is really gets back to a concept known as net nitrogen utilization. So in English, essential amino acids are a much more, let's say, efficient form of spiking protein synthesis. They will do it faster by virtue of the fact that it is not an intact or whole protein, inclusive of whey, that's not hydrolyzed, that your body does not have to break down. So the essential aminos go to work quicker. There is research supporting the fact that a certain ratio and timing will spike protein synthesis further than whey or any other intact protein, and it will do so with far less calories. So,
and because it's a free-form amino acid, the digestive process is taken out of the equation. It goes through the lining of the stomach into the bloodstream.
Yeah. Now, here's a little warning for everybody that's out in the market shopping for essential aminos, because I came across this when I formulated Synthogen's EAA ratios. As I called around to the various manufacturers to check out essential amino acid blends, you would be shocked at the number of essential amino acid products that lack one particular essential amino acid, with that being L-tryptophan. There was a contaminated batch that came into Japan from this country many
years ago. Right.
They skipped the manufacturing step, and it actually killed people. So the FDA, in a kind of knee-jerk reaction, took it off the market, all L-tryptophan off the market for quite some time. As a result of that, many of the big box manufacturers, instead of including L-tryptophan, switched to the much more expensive downstream metabolite, that being 5-HCP.
TP, right.
5-HCP is sitting out there today, guys, in huge warehouses, and we're talking about old material in many cases, and a lot of these manufacturers and labs, they were trying to talk me into using it. I said, no, you don't understand. I'm looking for essential amino acids.
Yeah, all
you
of
don't
them.
Have, you don't have one of them? Sorry. Not putting it in Synthogen.
Right.
So, you know, just beware of that. 5-HTP, it's not that it's a bad product. It has its merits, but it is not an essential amino acid. They're trying to dump their stock of it and get rid of it.
Also, I just want to go on the record as saying something. When we first started doing the Body RX show, Dr. Scott Connolly invited Arthur L. Ray to come on the show and debate the science behind HumanaPro, and Arthur said no. And the reason he said no was because no one would understand it, which was an insult to the audience. And then when I said, no, I think the audience is intelligent enough to understand it, Arthur came back and said, what good would Dr. Connolly and I ripping each other up do for the audience? And quite frankly, Arthur made some very, very powerful claims about his HumanaPro. And he said that whey protein is only 16% utilized, and in fact, whey protein is catabolic. And Dr. Connolly was vehemently disagreeable about those statements and wanted Arthur to come on and cite the science and debate him, and he would not. So I would say to you that I would take anything that's used in the marketing jargon for HumanaPro and not take that as gospel truth when talking about whey protein. That, you know, look, God bless Arthur L. Ray. He's a successful businessman, and he knows how to market, but that doesn't mean that what those statements are saying are completely accurate and true. That's it.
So, very true.
You know, I just want to go on the record as saying that, and I'm sure that Arthur will never advertise on this show anyway, so I don't think I hurt myself. But anyway, okay, with that being said, and of course, I'm sure Dr. Connolly would still be glad to debate him on this show, which has a lot more listeners than the Body RX show. So I would invite him to come on and debate the science behind Humana Pro against whey protein. I know Dr. Connolly will come on the show and do it. So anyway,
Scott's a very fair guy. I mean, if there's merit in what author is saying, I'm sure Scott would be open to it.
Sure, sure. He did all the research ahead of time, and he said, "No, get this guy on the show. I want to debate him." He said, we tried, but Arthur would not come on the show. And I heard rumors in the background that Arthur was upset with me because I was the one that was elected to reach out to him to invite him on the show, but he wasn't upset with Dr. Connolly, who was the one who wanted to debate him. So I thought that was kind of humorous also. But anyway.
There's nobody in Scott's league I would be afraid to debate.
Yeah, forget about it. I mean, you know what? Dr. Connolly does not come out against people like that unless he's absolutely positively 100% bulletproof sure of the statements that he's making. And he said, no, get this guy on the show. This is not true. So anyway, okay. I think we've actually answered all the questions. Could you believe that?
Yeah, I did get a couple more, but let's talk about.
Well, good. What do you have? Because then we can. We have a couple minutes to fill here. What do you got?
Well, one, I forget. And I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't recall the person's name, but he asked about what can I eat on meat day that'll really give me an edge. And I had my answer all set aside, but let's be honest. Wade Johnson is the far more experienced of the two of us, so. I wanted Wade's input, in an effort to get this gentleman the best possible answer. And Wade said something that was incredibly insightful and logical. He said, look, don't do anything that's terribly different than what you've been doing. Why? Guys wind up, trying to do all this freaky, weird stuff, sodium loading and eating different weird foods. And they, as a result of it, they have stomach issues and they bomb out in the squat and the meat's over.
Right.
He did mention, obviously, hydration, something that he's, rightfully very big on. He had some, obviously easy to consume, ready-made foods, even pretzels. If you think about it logically, the sodium's going to help you retain some water, and you're not up there to look, like Mr. Olympia. You're up there to leverage some big weights. So we used to have an old saying, if you wake up on meat day and you can see your cheek against the pillow, you're going to have a great meat.
So in other words, you've said that before and I've tried to understand. So in other words, your face is so fat that you can see your cheek against the pillow?
Well, we used to say in the bloat we trust. And,
in the bloat.
it gets back to that old saying, weight moves weight. Okay, it may be water, but some of that water is going to be held in the muscle tissue, the rest of it's going to contribute to total body weight, and you need only look at the totals in the super heavyweight class to see that they're a lot bigger than the ones in the lightweight class.
Yeah, no doubt about it, no doubt about it. And there's a guy, someone emailed me recently, I don't know if I passed this one on to you already, but there's a guy out there who's a power lifter, I believe, or strongman, who eats copious amounts of raw, unpasteurized honey right before and during his meat. And the guy is said to not only be so strong, but has amazing amounts of unstoppable energy. And I'm a huge proponent of raw, unpasteurized honey as my carbohydrate source before a meal. I mean, before a session. And have even used sorghum when I was out of honey. Which is, another natural sugar product that the farmers make, but it's high in sulfur, so you have to watch out if you're sensitive to sulfur. But with that being said, I'd like to get this guy on the show. His last name is Ski, S-K-I, and I don't know if that's short for something. He may be Polish, and a lot of times they'll shorten the name to Ski. But I'd love to get him on the show to talk about his consumption of raw and pasteurized honey pre-meat, because apparently he's found something that works for him. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I did see that email, and he's on to something, and I have a feeling it works for a lot more people than just him.
If anybody knows who I'm talking about, and I'll find the email. I looked for him on Facebook and couldn't find him. I'd love to have the guy on one of the roundtable discussion shows. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up with Rob Regish. Then later in the show, we've got Patrick Campbell on. He is a living, breathing superhuman who's proving that 55 is the new 25. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I have
never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Soldier Boy, I tell you. Hey, I got the new damn for y'all called the Soldier Boy.
You know, there's some rumors going around the internet about Driven Sports pre-workout product craze containing amphetamines. Somebody has leveled this claim, somebody from California, and I can tell you with complete assuredness it's all lies. Number one, I have seen the independent lab testing of the product. Matt Cahill sent me a copy of it. It was tested for 29 different forms of amphetamine, the same lot number that the individual who claims it had amphetamine in it were taken off of store shelves, sent to the lab, and tested. And it contains no amphetamine whatsoever, not even trace amounts, and all it contained was caffeine. And Matt Cahill will be on the show as soon as he's finished doing his end of what he needs to do legally to punish these liars out there who are trying to hurt him, because maybe they're jealous. He's come up with one of the most amazing nootropic / pre-workout products ever to come around, and a lot of his competitors are trying to jump on board of this lie and propagate it, and it is nothing but a lie. And I can tell you firsthand, Rob, did you do amphetamines when you were a kid in college?
No, never.
Okay, I did. And I would never be able to train on amphetamines because it makes your heart race. It brings your blood pressure up. You have the attention span of a gnat. And I can tell you that Craze doesn't do any of those things to me, or I wouldn't be able to use it and go into the gym because I don't even like to use caffeine pre-workout for that reason.
Yeah, my friend Panos Antonakos over there in Greece, how you doing, brother? He asked me about that long ago, and my comment was, there's no way Matt Cahill's going to adulterate his product.
Nah, it's all bull. And I have a copy of the actual lab test. They tested for 29 different forms of amphetamine. It's got nothing in it. They took sealed bottles with the same lot numbers off that are supposedly the ones that this guy claims had amphetamine in it. Complete and utter BS. But this is what happens when you're successful. People take pot shots at you. That's it. With that being said, hopefully no one will be taking pot shots at you after I go into the gym tomorrow and try to make my arms grow by up to 1 inch in one training session.
Be critical, brother. They did the same thing with Blueprint. It's too good to be true. Well, it's a whole lot of people out there
that are using
it. No, it's not.
Yeah. And hopefully I'll see some results. I mean, maybe my arms won't grow an inch, but even if they grew a half inch or three quarters of an inch in one training session, that would be amazing. And then could you do that with other body parts?
Well, we're about to find out, because when I did this years ago for my arms, I in fact put almost an inch and it stuck, on the upper arms, and it was brutal. You know, I'm not going to lie to people, but it's less than a day. It's 6 hours, okay, to be precise, that you're going to invest in putting up to a solid inch on your arms. I'm not a big arms guy, but I know a lot of people are. I know it's a trouble area. I'm telling you, a lot of people are going to be pleasantly surprised. Now, I have another experiment underway to do the same thing with my calves because I was stricken with these bird chicken legs, ectomorph. But I've done, some very radical things to build my body to the extent that my genetics will allow, and I'm about to take that to another level with my calves. And I'm going to do so with a tip, Carl, that you actually, caused me to think further about when you said last show, static holds for the calves.
Give them something they're not used to. The calves are used to doing reps all day long. Give them something different.
Exactly. I mean, let's think about this, right? You're exactly right. Your calves do reps all day long. Listen, I've done calf raises until I'm blue in the face. I've done, the front of the calf, the back of the calf, standing, seated, and eight ways to Sunday. There's nothing quite like what static holds and some other plyometric type exercises have done to build them. Because if you think about it, it is a stress that your calf muscle, frankly, is not accustomed to. And what does that mean? It means the body must adapt, and it will do so, provided other things are in order, by growing new muscle tissue. It's a really exciting thing. I'm excited, and if it pans out, I'm going to add it, because calves are, you either get them from your parents or you grow them, and this is how we're going to grow them.
Hey, by the way, Alex Goldberg just posted on Facebook. He said, Carl, I'm not the enormously strong lifter you're talking about, but I always have a bottle of honey with me during strongman competitions. I take about a tablespoon a few minutes before an event, and as soon as possible after an event. My girlfriend is nice enough to stand by with the bottle of honey, and it works pretty well for me. I figure it's quick, easy, digestible source of glucose that my muscles can pull up, and I've just depleted them during the event. It makes perfect sense. I think there's other magic to honey. I got to be honest with you.
It is. It's tremendous. The first thing that jumps to my mind is it was aptly termed years ago, nature's perfect carbohydrate.
Yeah.
Because there are, there's a fast, immediate release of very some quick, simple sugars, medium and a longer-term energy release. And, interestingly enough, if you apply it to a wound, an external cut or abrasion, that cut or abrasion will heal much
quicker. Isn't that amazing?
It really is. But
So how is it? I mean, just think about that for a second. What is it doing for your body then as well when you're ingesting it? I think there's more magic to honey than we understand. In fact, I am going to have to eat or drink some calories during this session tomorrow to make my arms blow up. And I'm wondering if I shouldn't bring a jar of raw, unfiltered honey and a half gallon of raw unpasteurized milk and use that as my intra-workout refueling.
A lot of guys grew a lot of muscle on milk, honey, and natural peanut butter. And, yeah, they consumed other things, but those were staples for a reason.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So, Rob Regish, we've come to the end of the interview. How are sales of the Blueprint going, just out of curiosity?
You know, they just, for some reason, took off in the last couple of days. I have no idea what it is. It is, for Superhuman Radio, for the folks that click on the link here, it's still at $50. That's changing. As a matter of fact, if you go to Kindle, you're going to see a 3.0 up for sale for quite a bit more than that. So I want the Superhuman Radio audience to go there, join the Blueprint Army. Guys, I'm telling you, I will, if it's my last step in life, I will get you to Gainesville. Yeah. Or I will find someone like Wade Johnson that will.
Yeah, no, it's a very, very good book. Everybody who uses it talks about how successful they are. Look, we've got high school coaches using it with high school athletes who are making huge gains that are actually going to allow them to get into Division I schools someday and maybe scholarships. I mean, when has a training manual done that for anybody?
It's the best feeling in the world. I just picked up another one this morning from a lawyer in San Francisco. You know, here's a guy that obviously has an extremely high-stress job. His bench went from 275 to 325 in the space of 3-4 weeks. You know, these are not exaggerated claims, folks. They're happening on a regular basis. And, Carl, you know, when I get them, I occasionally flip them to you.
Yeah.
You probably see a quarter of them that come through.
Oh, you sent me one just recently, and the guy not only said great things about how strong he's gotten using the Blueprint, but he says that he listens to 20 or 30 hours of me in his head every week on his way to and from work, which I feel bad for the guy for having. I don't remember his name, but I was like, poor guy. I mean, I don't think I could take 20 or 30 hours of my own voice.
I'll see him in therapy somewhere down the road.
There you go. The Blueprint worked, but that guy Carl drove me crazy. All right, Rob Regish, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Thanks for having me, man.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with what the heck? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with, with Patrick Campbell. I promise you, we have a very, very interesting interview with Patrick Campbell. We'll be right back.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com. SuperRadio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we putting it on wax, it's the new style.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I was lucky enough to see my next guest at the Northern Kentucky NPC event put on by Beverly International this year. I was not prepared when I heard them call this group out on the stage to behold the physique of Patrick Campbell. How you doing, Patrick?
Carl, I'm doing well, and thanks for having me on your show today.
I had to have you on the show because you embody the message of this show. I tell people every day that stronger is younger. I tell people every day that muscle is metabolic currency, and you better have enough muscle on your carcass to get through this life and not just focus on the money in the bank. And we've done shows on, never being too old to compete in anything, powerlifting, bodybuilding. We 50-plus guys, we're reliving our youth, and we're doing it right this time. And I looked at you on that stage that day, Patrick, and I thought to myself, oh, my God, this guy has a physique that any 25 or 35-year-old bodybuilder would love to have.
That's very kind of you.
You know who you reminded me of? Do you remember Joseph Wilcots?
I do.
You have his physique. I mean, he was fantastic. He looked like David, the statue of David. I mean, he had beautiful shoulders, beautiful abs, beautiful chest, and he had a flow. And you have that same physique. You looked amazing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, growing old isn't the problem. Looking old and being weak is the problem.
Yes.
So what I've done is team myself up with two workout partners that are 20 years my senior, and I did that intentionally because in the beginning they would treat me as an older person.
You mean 20 years younger than you? You mean?
Oh yeah, they're 20 years younger than I am, and they just kick my rear end and make me do the weight. And when I'm with them, I feel that I'm 35 or 40 years old.
Now, for before we get started, how old are you now, Patrick?
62.
Holy mackerel. I thought you, I'm sorry. My notes are wrong. I thought you were 55. This is even more amazing. Okay.
No, 62.
Okay. So now let's talk about this. When did your journey, because I heard a story about you. I want to find out if it's true. When did your journey in physical culture begin?
Probably in my late 20s. While I was in the Marine Corps, I did work out, but when I was discharged straight to work and married and had kids and just didn't have the opportunity. So in my 30s, I started to pick up weights again. I competed at a couple power meets as well as bodybuilding shows, and then dropped out for about 15 years to build a business and put two kids through college and graduate school.
Okay. Someone told me a story. I don't remember who it was. They told me a story about you. They knew you back in the day when you would pull up to the gym in a brand new Corvette. Is that you?
That was me.
Okay. And it would, and there would be empty pizza boxes in the Corvette, and you would tell this then young fella, if you want to be big, you got to eat big. And
well, that is true. There were also donut bags in there. But I said much of that in jest. Although I still like a great donut today, I'm not able to eat it because I'm still training for a national event in the National Masters that's going to be held in Pittsburgh in July the 21st. So my diet is still very tough at this point.
Okay, so now let's talk to the audience and tell them a little bit more about your physique. How tall are you, Patrick?
5'10".
Okay, at 5'10", how much do you weigh?
I weighed in at the show at 190, and my body fat ratio was 3.7%.
Okay, and I can vouch for it. You were definitely in the low, low, low single digits of body fat. You looked amazing.
Thank you.
How long did it take for you to build this body that you've been bringing up on stage?
I started back in the gym approximately 6 years ago. I had, for about a year, for some unknown reason, I was experiencing a pulmonary disorder, a lot of congestion, and I just couldn't shake it off. And so I just told my wife, I'm going to get back in the gym. And about 6 months after joining a local gym, the congestion left, and I was on my way.
You know what? You and I didn't know this about you, but I was diagnosed with an irreversible heart disorder in 1998, which began my journey into physical culture, and my story is similar. My heart condition went away after about 2 years of heavy resistance training.
That's amazing.
So there's a lot of people out there who are being given death sentences by their doctors who just need to turn to physical culture because the body can repair itself and wants to repair itself, but you got to give it the stimulation. Now, I'm not saying that if you have a heart condition, you should go out there and start doing 500-pound deadlifts and squats.
Right, exactly.
You got to start. You got to be sensible, but you got to start where you can start. That's the bottom line.
You've got to challenge your body as best you can, and it will respond, and it will respond in a very positive and meaningful way.
Now, how did you fare at the Northern Kentucky? This is the first competition you've done in how many years?
About 30 years.
Okay, how did you fare at the Northern?
Well, there were 11 in my class, and I won the class.
And then did you also do the Open?
I did do the Open. Unfortunately, I didn't do so well in the Open. Owner of Beverly, Roger, came backstage later and told me I would have placed in the top five from looking at me from the front. But when we turned around, the back of my legs needed more work than the rest of them. So out of 14... I placed 11. So
okay.
I wasn't overly sad about that, knowing that three young guys went home that were beat by an old man.
That's a good point. I forgot about that. But interestingly enough, so now you have your new training guide. You need to bring your hamstrings and your glutes in a little bit better?
Exactly.
So
and
what,
I'm working desperately to do that.
So what are you doing? More squats?
I'm doing squats. I'm doing individual leg curls. For the hams, and just an assortment of other exercises that various trainers have recommended.
You know, it's funny. I did a show just recently. We do a show twice a month on Superhuman Radio, mm-hmm. called the Roundtable Discussion on Strength and Hypertrophy, with Coach Wade Johnson, who is a elite powerlifter from Juliet, Tennessee, and Rob Regish. From Massachusetts. He's the author of The Blueprint, which is a fantastic training manual. And I did that show selfishly because I've got the itch to compete in a powerlifting competition. And so I'm going to start training with Coach Johnson once he's done with his wedding. He gets married the 5th of May. So the end of May, I'm going to start traveling to Tennessee twice a month to train with him. And so in anticipation of that, I started deadlifting again. And I went into the gym this morning, and I focused on perfect form, and I deadlifted. I didn't go ultra heavy. I did some singles with 405 just to kind of feel the movement out.
Nice.
And I'll tell you something. I forgot how growth-provoking deadlifts are to the hamstrings when done properly. I could feel my hamstrings stretching and pulling as I move that weight from the ground to standing up straight. When you keep that lower back arched, your hamstrings really get hit hard.
Excellent. I agree with you. I was I won a couple power lifting meets. I competed in the heavyweight, and I won my class as well as the overall best lifter. And my totals were 450 bench, 605 deadlift, and a 600 squat.
That is fantastic.
Well, that wasn't bad. I was pretty happy about that.
That's very, very good. Now, when was this?
This was back in 1985, around that era.
Okay. All right, we have to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side, talking with Patrick Campbell, a true example of a superhuman. 62. I thought he was 55. The guy looks like he's in his 30s. He has a physique that any one of you would be willing to walk around with shirtless. Amazing specimen of what a human being can be when you apply the tenets of physical culture. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAO-CHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control
Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high-voltage rock. In your name we pray.
I just posted two fantastic pictures of my guest on my Facebook wall under today's show. One of them appears in the ProSource catalog online. The other one is looks like from a Yahoo site where he's sitting there with a couple dumbbells on his knees getting ready to do what looks like maybe some overhead presses. Amazing physique Patrick Campbell has. And when you take into account his age, you can only say that aging is optional when you look at this guy. Okay, so Patrick, first of all, you say you train with guys that are 20 years your younger, and you do that on purpose because that way they push you.
Exactly.
So would you agree with the statement that as we age, we don't biologically slow down? We biologically slow down because we stop doing a lot of the things that we did when we were young.
Inactivity is death.
Yeah.
I'm not in the gym to get in shape. I'm there to get huge and ripped. My workout is old school and hardcore, and I'm there to lead by example and set the pace, and that's what I try to accomplish.
Who were some of your mentors? Did you follow Vince Gironda, guys like that?
You know who comes to mind is Bill Pearl.
Yeah.
And back in the early 80s, someone locally hosted the Mr. America in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I attended that event, and the guest poser was Bill Pearl, and he was 60 years old that year. And I was just amazed at the condition he was in and his age. And so I think more of him today than I probably ever have in the past. But I've had some good mentors, both in bodybuilding and outside of the bodybuilding environment. I've always tried to lead by example in all facets of life, and I've kind of brought my kids up with those standards, and they're both doing extremely well. And I think if anything today, our society lacks leadership. We've turned soft, and we've turned where we no longer want to take responsibility for our actions,
and
that's greatly concerned.
You know what? And not to become to get involved in politics, because I don't want to talk about politics, but what I do want to talk about human nature for a second, because you're absolutely right. We become a society of entitlement. We believe that we're entitled to things. When we see somebody else who's done well, we feel like they've taken something away from us by doing well. I recently got an email, I'm not going to mention the website, asking me to sign a petition. They need 1 million people to sign a petition to forgive student loans because students are overwhelmed by their loans. I replied to the person who sent it to me by saying, I'll be glad to sign this petition. Can you start one to get my auto loan forgiven? And while you're at it, I've got some furniture that I still owe some money on. Can we get that forgiven too? Whatever happened to responsibility? You're absolutely right.
Pride. Pride in how we look and how we act.
Okay, so you train old school style. Let's talk a little bit about how you train. How many days a week are you in the gym?
6 days for approximately an hour and 45 minutes per day.
Do you do cardio every day?
No, because of the intensity of my workout, I've not needed cardio.
Right.
In fact, when I tried a week of cardio, I lost lean muscle mass prior to the Northern Kentucky contest. So I had to cut the cardio out.
What does your training split look like?
I do each body part twice a week. Monday typically is chest and tris. Tuesday is legs, Wednesday is shoulders and biceps, Thursday is back, and then Friday is chest and tris, and I just rotate it.
Do you do a heavy day, a light day, since you hit them twice a week?
No, I should, but right now I've I've achieved some success. So when I go in there, I pick up the weight that I can pick up.
Are you still training as heavy as you did back in the day when you were powerlifting?
No. Of course, I weighed 228 then, and now I'm just a little less than 200 today.
Right.
But I can give you an example on inclines, barbell. I did 225 for 13 reps, 245 for 7 reps, 265 for 4 reps last evening.
That's really respectable weight.
That's not bad weight in any gym.
You know, I'm looking at this picture of you on ProSource. You kind of remind me of Steve Reeves a little bit in the Hercules saga, in the way you're holding yourself.
I remember that as well as Frank Zane, if you remember Frank Zane.
Do I remember him? I stop and talk to him every year at the Arnold.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, he's still there. He's still going strong and still selling his remember that device he came out with to help you squat with the weight on the front of your chest?
I do. I do indeed.
Yeah, so he's still there selling his books and his pictures. And, yeah, great guy. Fantastic guy. I've had some really, really enthralling conversations with him over the years. Wonderful person. Tell me about your diet. Are you a ketogenic guy? Do you embrace carbs? Do you hate carbs?
No, it's well balanced. My breakfast, for example, is 8 whites, egg whites, 2 whole eggs, 8 ounces of 96% fat-free beef, a cup of raw oats, a half a cup of cottage cheese, and a banana. It's a challenge.
Yeah, to get all that in. Yeah.
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
And then around 11:30, I'll have a protein shake of about 70 grams of protein, anywhere from 60 to 70 grams of protein. At lunchtime, I'll have 2 chicken breasts, grilled and dry broccoli. 3 o'clock, another protein shake. Dinner is 2 chicken breasts, veggies, and occasionally a sweet potato dry.
How late is your last meal?
Generally, it's about 7:30, 8 o'clock. My workouts end at about 7 o'clock in the evening.
So you train in the evening?
I do.
You know, have you ever thought about training first thing in the morning so that you can eat all day long and feed the body?
You know, some people can do that. I'm not an early riser. I'm still employed.
Yeah.
And so I think I'm just set in my ways. Plus, my workout partners come in. I get there at 4:30. They generally get there about 5. I do pre-warm-up just to get everything flowing.
When you say warm-up, do you do cardio for warm-up or you just go through some of the motions?
No, I'll do a regimen of wide-gripped pull-ups, some cable biceps, some cable triceps, some dumbbell shoulder raises. Not heavyweight, just enough to get the blood pumping, and I feel like I have a pump going on so that when I get into the heavy weight, it's not a huge shock to me.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And so may I ask what you do for a living now, just out of curiosity?
Sure. I own a property casualty insurance agency, and I'll be retiring from the agency this December. And from there on, I would like to do motivational, inspirational speaking or fitness training. And my target market would be the seniors, who, in my opinion, have no hope nor prayer and need a great deal of work and motivation and inspiration to do that.
You know, I've said this on the show numerous times, but healthcare professionals today are not healthcare professionals. They're sick care professionals. And the real healthcare professionals today are the personal trainers and the people who are going out there and talking about the truth about nutrition. You know, the fallacies of the myth about cholesterol and so many myths out there. You know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to sit back and go, 200 years ago, people were healthier, they lived longer, and they were more robust into later years of life. Today, we have people developing dementia in their 40s and 50s. They're in nursing homes by the time they're 60 and 70. People are getting sicker and weaker. It has to be what we're doing differently today, you know?
Well, the prevalence of overweight and obesity and extreme obesity is higher than it's ever been. In the age group from 20 years old to over, there are 38.8% are obese, 5.7% are extremely obese. And, you know, that's sad. That's just sad, and we've got to change that, or it's going to cause a lot of problems for us financially in the future.
I wrote two articles, but why aren't the current political candidates and why isn't President Obama talking about the fact that people are getting sicker and sicker? They are what's going to implode this country. According to the CDC, 50% of Americans will be considered clinically obese by the year 2030. We're going to beat that. We're probably going to be clinically obese by the year 2010. I'm sorry, by 2020. But the problem with all that is the weight, financial weight of that on an already buckling healthcare system has the potential to implode this country. In my opinion, it's a bigger threat than terrorism, than bailing out the banks, than saving General Motors. It's bigger than all those things combined. The obesity epidemic has the potential to sink this country.
I agree with you 100%.
And you're in that business. So you said, you do property and casualty, right?
Well, we do every aspect from health insurance on down to auto insurance. So we do every aspect of insurance policies that are available to in the marketplace.
So the actuaries and the health insurance companies, I have to believe, unlike the pharmaceutical companies and the food companies who are having a heyday right now, I have to believe that the payer system has to be panicked and must be looking for answers. Do you hear anything from inside the industry where some of the insurance companies are going, you know, if we don't start spending money on prevention, we're going to go down the tubes too?
I have no privy to that information. All I see are the rates increasing, and the rates are increasing proportionate to the risk the insurance companies are anticipating. And so one of the big concerns I have about retiring early, before age 65, is the cost of health care. And right now I pay $1,500, and I think it's $65 a month for my wife and I, and we have a $4,000 deductible.
That's sad.
That is, that's a pretty large figure to deal with every month if you're on a limited budget.
And everybody, I love that fixed budget. Everybody's on a fixed budget of some sort. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, fixed income. I love that. Well, I'm on fixed income. Who isn't? You know, we make a certain amount of money every month, and we try to squeeze as much out of it as possible. But you know what, Patrick? The journey into physical culture that you've re-embarked on, is the answer. Because every day we see new research. Just recently, somebody sent me a study that shows that resistance training mitigates the negative effects of dementia and actually can reverse dementia in some cases. You know what it is? We become slothful and lazy, and we're feeling the pain of that now. People need to embrace resistance training. It's not enough to go jogging. So many people do aerobics. Right. That's not the answer. In fact, we know now that long bouts of running, like marathon runners, they actually destroy the fiber of the heart over time. It doesn't make their heart stronger. The thing that makes the heart stronger is heavy resistance training, the kind of training that builds muscle.
I can't say I'm an expert in the fitness arena today. I plan to be, but on the journey that I'm going to take, having an exhibiting pride for how I look and what I do and how I handle myself has always been extremely important to me. And that's why I feel like when I'm in the gym, I'm setting the path for other seniors if they only take a look and follow. And that's the problem. There's nobody in the gym, and I'm a member of a large local gym. There's no one my age that works out to my level. That's why I'm working out with much younger people.
Okay, we have to take a break. I want to ask you why you think that is when we come out of the break. We're talking with Patrick Campbell. He is an example of a true superhuman, somebody who embodies the message of this show. I posted pictures of him on my Facebook. Check this guy out. Tell me that you wouldn't want to look like him. And then think about this. He's 62. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
From the iconic metabolic
expert Dr. Scott Conley comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy to maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Patrick Campbell. We're talking about his current journey back into physical culture, someplace he was before, and now he finds himself again. Patrick, why do you think the older people in the gym don't train this hard? Do you think they're afraid to? You think they don't feel capable of it? You think it's inappropriate? What do you think?
I think it's a combination. I from what I experience, they come in, they experience some muscle pain, and I think they interpret that as injury, and they either stop or they go to a doctor and they get pain pills. And of course, you and I know that we just work through those pains,
yeah,
and injuries. And there's not a day that I don't wake up and have pain. I mean, it's just part of the program, but I know the pain means I'm doing something right.
Yeah, it's a different kind of pain. And the funny thing is, I'm working in a new studio, and I've got my workstation set up differently, and I developed a little bit of a pain that shoots down from the base of my neck into my right trapezius muscle, radiates into the front head of my shoulder, and all the way into my tricep. So I went to the chiropractor yesterday and had him do his magic on me and stretch me a little bit, but I still had the pain this morning when I woke up. Well, I'll tell you something. After a heavy back session of heavy rowing and deadlifting and everything else for an hour. I had no pain in my neck or my shoulder. And you know what? I got to tell you something. I don't think it's because the pain of my back session is louder and it's masking the pain. I think the other pain went away because I just stretched a bunch of stuff out. I just stretched these old muscles out.
It is great pain management as well as therapy if you allow it to become that for you.
So what will you say to, you know, the guys out there who are afraid? They're afraid to do what Patrick does. They're afraid to get under that weight. They're afraid, and especially because the message they're getting from their doctors is, you're slowing down, you're getting older, don't be silly, don't try to push yourself. What are you going to say to them?
You know, that's tough. I say it every day by the example I set. I encourage anyone, regardless of age, to get in the gym and do something positive. There's no better feeling when you leave the gym knowing you've given it your best during that workout session. The hardest part about any program is starting. So I would say once you get there, the guys working out and the girls working out couldn't be nicer. Everyone's willing to help a new person by answering questions or showing them how to use the machine or the weights in a correct manner. It's much like a family. And my wife and I, when we retire in December, we're actually going to move to our retirement place in Nashville, Tennessee. And I'm somewhat sad that I'm going to be leaving all of my friends, and the majority of my friends are people in the gym. They've become much like family.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a big, it's going to be a big loss to me. And but the hardest part is starting. And if you can get in the gym, the rest comes much easier.
Well, let me ask you a question. Have you scoped out down there to see if there is a gym close by?
Well, actually, we were there this past week, and we worked out at Urban Active in Madison, Madison, Tennessee, and they couldn't have been nicer to us.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a quick story,
please,
if I may.
Please.
The first gym I went into in Madison was just spotless clean, and I didn't feel comfortable there. And the guys that were there working out were really doing, I think I might get in shape type routine.
Yeah.
So I wasn't comfortable there. That wasn't my place. So I left there. I stopped in Urban Active. There were weights on the ground. There were guys grunting and screaming, and I felt right at home.
Yes.
And I thought, this is where I'm going to grow.
Yeah. Urban Active is owned by a fellow named Royce Pulliam. He lives in Lexington, Kentucky. We have them here in Louisville also. They're in this region. They're nice facilities. They generally even have a nice track if you want to do some sprinting. The only thing I can say bad about them is at least the ones here in Louisville, they don't invest enough in 45-pound plates. You've got to go, especially when I'm doing heavy leg presses. I mean, I've got to go through the whole gym and gather up all the plates to be able to do leg presses. That's the only complaint I would have. But you're right. Urban is a place where you will find everybody. You'll find the weekend warrior, and you'll find the hardcore lifter at Urban Active. And
exactly.
You'll see guys doing heavy deadlifts and squats and grunting and sweating and having a good time at it. And then you'll see people who just spend all their time on the elliptical machines.
Yeah.
So it is.
When I'm in the gym, it's not punishment. It's one of the highlights of my day. I enjoy being there. I'm in no hurry to leave.
What's your wife's first name?
Linda.
Does Linda train?
She works out with me. We call them date nights.
Aww.
She'll work out with me 3 to 4 times during the week, and after our workout, we'll go to a local restaurant and have grilled chicken and grilled vegetables. And then after that, we'll go to our local favorite place and have a coffee and just kind of relax and chat a little. And
that is so wonderful. Was she into physical culture? Did she join you this time around?
No, she joined me this time around.
You know what? I commend her. I have to tell you, I've never met Linda, but I have a great appreciation for her already, because so many of us take this journey all alone in our family. I know people, I'm raising my hand right now, that the decision to join into the physical culture movement ended a marriage because the other partner didn't want to go that way. And And I have to commend her, not only for giving you the room to do what you need to do, but actually embracing it herself and turning it into something good, because it's going to help her live a longer and happy life as well.
I agree. Both of our children work out. My son is a board-certified psychiatrist in Nashville, Tennessee, and he'll work out 5 days a week. My daughter is the president of our agency and will be the owner of it at effective January, and she works out about 6 days a week. It just perpetuates.
It's, you know what, it's the most wonderful gift that you have given your family, regardless of whether you go on to motivate anybody else after you retire. Mm-hmm. What you have given your children and your wife is a wonderful gift by you leading by example. I mean, it's that alone I applaud.
Well,
and as far as your son goes, we've done numerous shows. I've been on the air for 8 years now. Telling people, you've got to train with heavy resistance training if you want to live a strong, long, happy life. And we've done numerous shows with scientists that have compared antidepressants and exercise. And guess what? Exercise mitigates the symptoms of major depressive disorders better than SSRIs. So your son needs to also start thinking about those patients who would comply. Getting them in the gym will brighten their day every single day.
He does.
That's wonderful. See, so now, indirectly and vicariously through him, you have affected other people already. How about that?
Yeah, I see your point, and I'm happy to take that.
Okay, we have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about supplementation and stuff for us older guys. We're talking with Patrick Campbell. Patrick, do you have a website yet?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I mean, I have one for my agency, but that wouldn't be appropriate for bodybuilding.
Plug the agency. If somebody needs insurance, they could come to you or your daughter. Go ahead, plug it.
Well, it's Campbell & Associates Insurance Agency, Inc., and we've been established this 39 years ago. And we are a $3 million agency, and we're debt-free, and we've done it the hard way, 12 to 16 hours a day for 35 years.
And do you just sell insurance in the Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky area?
Correct.
Okay, so anybody in the Cincinnati, even Columbus, I would imagine, Northern Kentucky area, they can reach you on your website, and the website is
www.autohomelife.net.
Wow, what a great URL. You have been in the business a long time
I
to have gotten
indeed.
That one. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll wrap up the interview with Patrick Campbell.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your
own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just posted a picture of Jessup Wilkos before he became a heavyweight, right beneath Patrick Campbell's picture at 62. And you will see what I saw when I first looked at Patrick and thought of Jessup. Now, Jessup became a heavyweight. I'm sure that the introduction of Diana Bowl back in the day had something to do with that. But nonetheless, you'll see some real similarities in Patrick's physique and Jessup's physique. Anyway, with that being said, Patrick, do you use any type of supplements at all?
Vitamins, a good whey protein product. I try to take in at least 220 to 230 grams of protein a day. It's hard to do that in food alone.
Yes.
So I do take a good whey product. Protein product, but short of that, that would be all the supplements that I take. Multiple vitamins of various.
No creatine monohydrate. None of those things.
I do. I take a creatine or a glutamine. I don't take them together. I'll do one or the other, and I'll mix that in with my protein powder.
Creatine is really good for us older guys. Creatine keeps homocysteine levels down. Homocysteine is an independent marker for atherosclerosis. By increasing creatine production helps us, our hearts and our brains work better as we age. So creatine is really, really good for guys 45 and plus. Very, very good thing to take. And I took creatine for literally like 8 years and then took off for about 7 months, and I'm just about to reintroduce it. But I'm going to reintroduce it slow because I don't want to put on 5 pounds of water by doing a loading phase.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it. You keep it simple. You stick to the basics, it sounds like.
I do. I have a trainer who designs my diet. We change the diet almost on a weekly basis.
Plug your trainer, please.
Well, he's Jeff Storch. And he works out of Eastside Fitness in Batavia, Ohio. And he's just a local recognized fella that has done extremely well in the bodybuilding environment. And he had second place light heavyweight in the Arnold Classic.
Really?
Ryan Hart. So he's trained a lot of both men and women. And they've done really well.
Wow, that's very, very impressive. So you're working with somebody who's very skilled at this. But obviously, None of that means anything if you're not willing to go in and do the hard work, which
exactly.
you are willing to do. Let's see here. I'm trying to figure out if there's any questions that I wanted to ask you that I did not. And I think we really covered just about everything. So we expect to hear more about you. You're going to move south upon retiring.
Yes.
But you're going to look to branch out.
Correct.
Into a more motivational slash health and fitness environment and use
exactly.
your skills in that area. I think that's very wise. I really do.
And continue to compete on a national level. I may have the ability to do well in that. My trainer thinks that I should do well in the nationals in July, and the overall winner of Masters Over 60 will receive an IFBB Pro card.
So that could be you.
Well, there's no reason why it couldn't be
right.
if I put in the time, the effort, and maintain the diet.
I have to ask you, because I saw the other competitors. There were a couple of the guys on stage that looked really, really good along with you. But clearly, your physique was at a totally different level compared to the other 60-plus guys that were on the stage in that Northern NPC event. I have to ask you, what did any of them say anything to you backstage? Of your competitors,
they were very cordial. And prior to going out for the evening show, they all congratulated me, even though I thought that was premature. And I spoke to them about their diets and about their workouts, and not one of them had the rigid diet that I had. Not one of them had the workout programs that I had. And while we were backstage, just prior to going on stage. They were all telling jokes and having a good time. I was doing push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the nature of the beast. If you really want to win, you've got to do what others are unwilling to do.
Well, it sounds to me like you were taking it seriously and they weren't really taking it. They, and you know what? That is sometimes an attempt at cognitive dissonance. I know I'm not going to win anyway, so I'm just going to laugh it up and have some fun. And you kind of set yourself up. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You, on the other hand, you were there to put your best physique on stage. You had worked hard and eaten properly, ongoing. And when you were there, you didn't look at them and go, well, this is an easy field for me to beat. I'm just going to lay back and take it easy. You went ahead and did the push-ups and everything that you would have done had there been some real staunch competitors there.
Exactly. That is part of my makeup. Leaders lead in all facets of life.
Yeah.
And that's the mantra I have, and that's what I'll live the rest of my life doing.
I envision them saying to you, you know, wow. Like, we didn't think anybody that looked like you would be in this group here, or we would have probably either not jumped in, or we would have trained harder. Because the divide between you and them was like the expanse between Secretariat and the second horse every time, you know,
well,
Secretariat ran.
Thank you for your kind words. You know, those guys still worked out hard. They, for being over 60, I thought they all looked, for the majority of them, all looked to be in very good condition and should be congratulated. My environment is different than theirs, and my goals and desires are different than theirs, and so I was happy with the outcome.
I'm a huge proponent of hormone replacement therapy for men because it protects the brain, it protects the heart, it negates a lot of the chronic diseases that men my age and older like yourself develop as they age. So I went on HRT in 2007. What do you think of HRT? Do you think a guy like me is a cheater, or do you think that to each his own, or is it something that you might embrace someday in the future?
You know, when a woman has a hysterectomy, she's prescribed estrogen. Estrogen makes a woman a woman. When a male 60 stops producing, or even younger, and it is younger these days,
yes.
stops producing testosterone, we can't get any help.
Right.
And if there is help, it's very little. So I'm all in favor of anything that is legal and helps us maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah. Patrick, I want to thank you, first of all, for coming on the show. I also want to thank you for doing what you're doing and putting yourself out there for people to see that you really are never too old. If you're willing to do the work, you're never too old to accomplish anything. And what you have done with your physique is nothing short of amazing. Nothing short of amazing.
Well, I appreciate you having me on your show, Carl. I hope that maybe I could give you a full report from the Nationals in July, and it's very favorable.
You're invited back for sure. And I also want to tell you something else, and I hope that you don't mind this, but I am going to send a link to this interview to a couple of my sponsors because I think they're missing out on us older guys.
That would be awesome.
I think that you would be a great spokesperson. I've got a couple sponsors in mind that I'm going to email your information and links to this interview and your pictures. And I have a feeling that a couple of them are going to reach out to you.
Well, that's very nice of you. I certainly appreciate that.
Sure.
And any sponsorship today is greatly appreciated.
There you go. And don't forget, you're going down south not to retire, but to work harder.
Exactly.
So tell Linda that she better be prepared. You're not going to be sitting around the house waiting to play Mahjong every night, okay?
No, there won't be any of that. We have too much to accomplish.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you, and thank her, too, okay, for being such a big supporter to you, okay?
I will do so. And once again, thanks, Carl, for having me aboard.
Okay, pleasure. All right, so there you have it. Patrick Campbell is representative of what a true superhuman can achieve at any age, and we will hear more from him, I'm sure. I want to thank everybody for listening to Superhuman Radio today. We will be airing an older show tomorrow because I'm going to go into the gym tomorrow and see if it's true. If I can actually add an inch to my upper arms using Rob Regish's program, if this works, and you'll know because I'm going to post pictures on Facebook tomorrow. If this works, look forward to a seminar to show you how to add an inch to your upper arms coming very soon. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.